This is Audible.
Results of a recent survey by the Council of Communication Management confirm what almost every employee already knows, that recognition for a job well done is the top motivator of employee performance. Yet most managers do not understand or use the potential power of recognition and rewards. This is true even though 33% of managers themselves report that they would rather work in an organization where they could receive better recognition. When a manager is apprised of the importance of this fundamental principle of human behavior, the typical reaction is to insist that employees will only appreciate rewards and forms of recognition that directly translate to their pocketbook. Raises, bonuses, promotions, and the like. While money is important to employees, what tends to motivate them to perform and to perform at higher levels are the intangible, thoughtful, personal kind of recognition that signifies true appreciation for a job well done. Numerous studies have confirmed this. The motivation is all the stronger if the form of recognition creates a story the employee can tell to family, friends, and associates for years to come. Few management concepts are as solidly founded as the idea that positive reinforcement, that is, rewarding behavior that you want repeated, works. In fact, in today's business climate, rewards and recognition have become more important than ever for several reasons. Managers have fewer ways to influence employees and shape their behavior. Coercion is no longer an option. Managers increasingly must serve as coaches to indirectly influence rather than demand desired behavior. Employees are increasingly being asked to do more and to do it more autonomously. To support looser controls, managers need to create work environments that are both positive and reinforcing. Demographics predict that fewer workers will be available in the post-baby boomer era, and that those who do exist will likely have fewer skills than their predecessors. This new pool of employees have different values and expect work to be both purposeful and motivating. And finally, in tighter financial times, rewards and recognition are an effective low-cost way to encourage higher levels of performance from employees, and any time we can get more done with less money, it's going to be significant. Studies indicate that employees find personal recognition more motivational than money. Yet it's a rare manager who systematically takes the time and effort to simply thank an employee for a job well done, let alone to do something more innovative to recognize accomplishments. In thinking about this paradox, I conclude that a primary reason why most managers do not more frequently reward and recognize employees is that they simply lack the time or the creativity to come up with ways to do it. I felt a collection of ways to reward and recognize employees would both be a fun and useful resource that managers can use on a daily basis, in the midst of trying to get the job done, not after it was all done. My hope is that you will use the information that follows to experiment and learn the power of recognition, and that your workplace and the employees in it will become more positive, productive, and enjoyable in the process. These tapes deal with both informal and formal rewards and recognition. By formal, I mean part of a predetermined program. Informal here means things that are more spontaneous and spur of the moment. As for the distinction between rewards and recognition, Aubrey Daniels, an authority on performance management, explains it as you reinforce behaviors and reward results. Part one of these tapes, Informal Rewards for Employees, focuses on manager-initiated, performance-based rewards. The guidelines for effectively rewarding and recognizing employees are simple. Number one, match the reward to the person. Start with the individual's personal preferences and reward the person in ways that he or she truly finds rewarding. Such rewards may be personal or official, informal or formal, public or private, and may take the form of gifts or activities. Janice Allen, performance management consultant and author, advocates having employees make a reinforcer survey of items that they like and suggests that you do one for yourself as well. Since preferred reinforcers differ from person to person, making such a list is the best way to make sure your actions connect with an employee to truly motivate them the best possible. Number two, match the reward to the achievement. Effective reinforcement is customized to take into count the significance of the achievement. An employee who completes a 2-year project should be recognized in a more substantial way than one who simply does a favor for you. The reward should be a function of the amount of time you have to plan and execute it, as well as the available budget that you have to spend. Number 3, be timely and specific. To be effective, rewards need to be given as soon as possible after the desired behavior or achievement. Rewards that come weeks or months later do little to motivate employees to repeat their actions. You should always say why the reward is being given, that is, provide a context for the achievement. Once you have consistently rewarded desired performance, your pattern of recognition may start to be more intermittent as the desired behavior becomes habitual with employees. Part 2 of these tapes, Rewards for Specific Achievements and Activities, presents specific awards organizations have used to obtain specific results in the areas of productivity, customer service, sales, teamwork, and so forth. Part 3, Formal Rewards, reviews the company-initiated programs most commonly used to maintain motivation throughout the organization. The most effective rewards ultimately tie into formal reward programs of some type. A thank you letter of recognition or public praise can be a significant way of acknowledging a person's efforts and achievements, but if that is the only form of recognition a manager uses, such rewards may lose their effectiveness over time. Here's a good rule of thumb. For every 4 informal rewards, such as a personal thank you, there should be a more formal acknowledgement, such as a public praising. And for every 4 of those, there should be still a more formal reward, such as a plaque or formal award presented at a company meeting, ultimately leading to such traditional rewards as raises, promotions, and special assignments. Catherine Meek, a Los Angeles compensation consultant, offers guidelines to make reward programs more effective. Number 1, the program should reflect the company's value systems and business strategy. Number 2, employees should participate in the development and execution of the program. After all, the best management is what you do with people rather than what you do to them. Number 3, the programs can involve cash, non-cash, or both, but keep in mind that cash alone may come to be viewed as compensation and not have the motivational value you intended. Number 4, since what may be meaningful to you may not be meaningful to someone else, the programs should encompass variety. Number 5, the programs should be public and highly visible. And number 6, the programs have a short shelf life and need to be changed frequently, say every 15 to 18 weeks. In addition, Aubrey Daniels recommends that leaders should be held accountable for effectively recognizing employees and that organizations avoid using blanket or silver bullet approaches to motivation. Jellybean motivation, that is, giving everyone the same reward or recognition, not only does not inspire employees to excel, but may actually damage performance as top achievers see no acknowledgement of the exceptional job they have done. Part 1, Informal Rewards. This section suggests informal, that is, spontaneous, rewards and forms of recognition can be implemented with minimal planning and effort by almost any manager. In a study of more than 1,500 employees in scores of work environments, Dr. Gerald Graham, professor of management at Wichita State University, suggests the most powerful motivator was personalized instant recognition from their managers based on performance. Managers have found that simply asking for employee involvement is motivational in itself, Dr. Graham adds. Another study by Graham found the top 5 motivating techniques to be, number 1, the manager personally congratulates employees who do a good job. Number 2, the manager writes personal notes for good performance. Number 3, the organization uses performance as a major basis for promotion. Number 4, the manager publicly recognizes employees for good performance. And number 5, the manager holds morale-building meetings to celebrate successes. As simple as these top motivators are, most managers don't do them today, although every one of them can. Not only are informal rewards more effective, they tend to be less expensive as well. According to the People, Performance, and Pay study by the American Productivity Center in Houston and the American Compensation Association, It generally takes 5 to 8% of an employee's salary to change behavior if the reward is given in cash, and approximately 4% of the employee's salary if a non-cash reward is given instead. The ideas on this tape will be most effective if they are tailored to the individual preferences of those people who are being recognized. Thus, the best place to begin is to ask your employees how you can best show your appreciation when they have done a good job for you and the organization. No-cost recognition. Some of the most effective forms of recognition cost nothing at all. A sincere word of thanks from the right person at the right time can mean more to an employee than a raise, a formal reward, or a whole wall of certificates or plaques. Part of the power of such rewards comes from the fact that someone took the time to care, to notice the achievement, seek out the person, and personally deliver praise in a timely manner. Dr. Gerald Graham's studies again throughout the U.S. revealed that the type of reward most preferred by employees was personalized, spur-of-the-moment recognition from their direct supervisors. And in a recent survey of American workers, 63% of the respondents ranked a pat on the back as a positive and meaningful incentive. Since several studies on employees have shown that the greatest influence on job satisfaction comes from the supervisor, any manager has all the ingredients for achieving a high degree of satisfaction and a corresponding level of performance among his or her employees. Joe Florin of Tektronix Corporation, located in Beaverton, Oregon, likes to tell the story of the You Done Good Award. A former communications manager, Florin recalls having coffee a number of years ago with his boss, a vice president. His manager said he'd been mulling over the problems stemming from the company's rapid growth. He thought the company was getting so big that it needed a formal recognition program. He had been reading some personnel handbooks on the subject and began telling Florin of several variations of the traditional gold watch given for time served type of awards. The entire proposition sounded ludicrous to Florin. The boss challenged Florin to come up with something better, and Florin suggested drawing a certificate called the You Done Good Award and letting any employee send it to any other employee. To Florin's surprise, the vice president agreed. Florin had some printed and started distributing them. They caught on like wildfire in the organization and have now come to be used as a standard of informal recognition throughout that corporation. Says Florin, even though people say nice things to you, it means something more when people take the time to write their name on a piece of paper and say it. Employees usually post these notices next to their desks. Even managers save them. Here's some more ideas. Call an employee into your office just to thank them for a job they've done well. Don't discuss any other issue. Post a thank you note on the employee's office door. Volunteer to do another person's least desirable work task for the day. Agree to answer the person's telephone during a peak period. Wash the person's car in the parking lot during lunch. John Plunkett, Director of Employment and Training for Cobb Electric Membership Corporation in Marietta, Georgia, says, people love to collect others' business cards. Simply carry a supply of your cards with you, and as you catch people doing something right, immediately write thanks, good job, keep it up, etc. on the back of your card. In a few words, put the person's name on the card and leave it on their desk. The following are guidelines for one-minute praisings adapted from The One-Minute Manager by Ken Blanchard and Spencer Johnson. Tell people up front that you're going to let them know how they're doing. Praise people immediately. Tell people what they did right. Be specific. Tell people how good you feel about what they did right and how it helps the organization and other people who work there. Encourage them to do more of the same. When an award is given at Xerox Corporation, a bell is rung in the corridor, thus dubbed the Bell Ringer Awards. Pacific Gas and Electric has a ship's captain bell that is rung every time someone has a noteworthy achievement. Use the person's name, the favorite sound for most employees. A good way to personalize any reinforcer is to use a person's first name when delivering the comment. Tell him or her why the behavior or result is so important to you. Greet employees when you pass by their desk or in the hallway by name. When discussing an employee or group idea with other people, peers, or higher management, make sure you give the individual it stemmed from a reference by using their name. acknowledge achievements by using names when preparing status reports, or even name an ongoing recognition award after an outstanding employee. For example, at Walt Disney World, they recently created an award after an employee named Fred called the Spirit of Fred Award. They made an acronym out of the person's name. It stood for friendly, resourceful, enthusiastic, and dependable. And what started as a lark to honor other employees quickly became a traditional ongoing award because of how valued it became. Compensation consultant Catherine Meek says, "In the 20 years I have been doing this and the thousands of employees I have interviewed in hundreds of companies, if I had to pick one thing that comes through to me loud and clear, it is that organizations do a lousy job of recognizing people's contributions. That is the number one thing employees say to us. We don't even care about the money. If my boss would just say thank you, if he or she would just acknowledge that I exist, the only time I ever hear anything is when I screw up. I never hear when I do a good job. Recognition programs are a very important element of your total compensation program." At General Mills, headquartered in Minneapolis, Minnesota, new employees can pick a work of art for their own office from a large collection. Likewise, those who work in individual offices pick their own furnishings and works of art at Mary Kay Cosmetics. A Hewlett-Packard engineer burst into his manager's office in Palo Alto to announce he'd just found the solution to a problem that the group had been struggling with for many weeks. His manager quickly groped around his desk for some item to acknowledge the accomplishment in a timely way and ended up handing the employee a banana from his lunch with the words, "Well done, congratulations." Now, I'm not sure how you'd feel if your boss handed you a banana one day, but this employee had some fun with this simple gesture. He showed his colleagues the banana the boss gave him and why, and I'm told today at Hewlett-Packard, the most prestigious award for technical achievement is now referred to as the Golden Banana Award. Mary Kay Ash, founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics, says, "There are two things people want more than sex and money, recognition and praise." During Secretary's Week at Mary Kay Cosmetics, all secretaries get flowers, for example. They constantly come back with ways, in small ways, to reinforce and show people that they appreciate the effort that they do. Low-cost rewards. There are many highly effective forms of recognition that cost nothing, but if you expand the available budget from nothing to a nominal amount, say under $20, the number of potential reinforcers greatly increases. If the amount available increases to $50, even a wider range of reinforcers are possible. For a modest amount of time, energy, and thoughtfulness, any manager can deliver a unique and truly memorable employee reward. Chris Grangrasso, Director of Management and Organizational Development for ARA Services located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, suggests organizing a day of appreciation for a noteworthy employee. They schedule a day in honor of the person, for example, Bob Jones Day, and the company sends out notices to all employees announcing the designated date and the reason for the honor. The day has all sorts of associated frills, such as computer banners, a free lunch, etc., and they allow the person's immediate work group to personalize ways to make the person feel honored and valued on their day. Here's a case study in informal recognition. Elsie Tamayo explains how she turned around the morale, pride, and productivity of the train department when she was train director for the City of San Diego Department of Social Services. When she first started, employee morale was low and the group's identity in the organization was weak. Elsie met with her 13 employees in the department and asked how they wanted to be perceived by the organization. The group created its own identity as a training and development center, established a logo, and painted that logo on the outside and in the lobby of their building. Everyone got business cards for the first time with the new logo on those cards. Elsie then said they were going to spend a half day a month as a reward and recognition day, in which the group would come up with things they wanted to do together. In subsequent months, they did such things as taking the train to Los Angeles to visit a museum, going shopping in Tijuana, going to the zoo, and so forth. They had no budget for these activities, so initially any expenses were paid for by employees, and those employees decided how that time would be spent together. At each department meeting, Elsie solicited the help of one employee to come up with some type of fun way to recognize another employee in the group. For example, to announce one employee's promotion, the group made a parade through the building, or another employee was presented with an Energizer Bunny award because they kept going and going and going until things were done right. Or another employee got a toy Roadrunner because they always worked so fast. Elsie also started each department meeting by reading letters written to her praising the department from customers or others in the organization. At all times, she gave the group the latest information she had about developments in the organization so they felt well-informed to best be able to do their job. Elsie used numbers as recognition to increase the visibility of achievements of the group. For example, the number of employees trained each month was tracked, as were cost savings ideas, and progress was communicated throughout the organization. In the department, flip charts were hung publicly tracking progress towards different goals, and master's degrees were awarded to trainers and managers who had trained 1,000 hours. Elsie bartered her training services with other companies to get training slots for her group members or facilities for an off-site retreat. She also started a self-development library and positioned use of it as a reward. She came in one day and said, "From now on, in order to check something out of the corporate library, you need to have a pass." And you got that pass from managers based on the performance that you had done. And overnight, a resource that very few people used became one that everyone wanted to use, and it was a point of prestige to be able to check something out of the library, listen to some audio tapes, and that type of thing. Elsie used extensive spontaneous rewards, such as a quick handwritten note or a note on a flip chart that read, "You really handled the meeting well yesterday," with specifics and why the activity was so important, and then posted the flip chart on the person's door. She often let people come in late the next day after finishing a training session. Once a week, every person was given an hour to meet with Elsie to talk about anything they wanted to discuss. Initially, many of the meetings were less than 10 minutes, but over time, everyone came to use the full hour. Employees would discuss results from a training session and how he or she could improve, problems they were having with other employees or with others in different departments, ways to improve their skills, career potential, and where they wanted to go in their career. All those aspects became a valuable source of both communicating as well as bonding the employees to the department and the organization. Elsie even hosted a fake marathon with all project members, which included T-shirts and awarded records, actual LPs with new labels and jackets to fit the achievements of the individuals in the group, which were handed out during a mock marathon celebration. All these activities were conducted with little or no budget, and throughout, employees knew they still had to put in the hours needed to get their job done. Within several months, morale, excitement, pride, and energy of the department skyrocketed, and the group was viewed with greater esteem by the rest of the organization. Here's some other practical reward ideas. Ask 5 people in your department to go up to a person sometime during the day and say, "Thanks for your help with such and such. Great job." Write 5 or more post-it notes thanking the person for a job well done and place them in their papers on their desk. Create a best accomplishments of the year project workbook and include everyone's picture, name, and statement of their best achievement. Get your employees' pictures in the company newspaper or in your community newspaper along with an achievement that they had done. Name a space after employee and put up a sign, such as a Susie Jones corridor, and name that part of the building after an employee. Say thanks to your boss, your peers, and your employees when they have done something well or have done something to help you out. Develop a behind-the-scenes award specifically for those actions that are not usually in the limelight. Make sure such awards are in the limelight when they're presented and those people when they receive them. Create a Hall of Fame wall and place pictures of outstanding employees on it or any achievements that anyone in the organization might like to share with others. Make a photo collage of the achievement showing people who worked on a project, different stages of development, and final completion and presentation and so forth. Bake a batch of chocolate chip cookies for the person. Give employees copies of the latest management business best-selling book or a subscription to a business journal. Buy the person a rose or bouquet of flowers. Manager-initiated reward and recognition ideas. The following list was generated by sales managers at American President Lines in Oakland, California, and submitted by Laird Matthews, Director of Sales and Training and Development. Most of the rewards are designed to cost less than $100 and are completely controlled by local management, therefore do not require corporate buy-off. Some are intended to even spark a sense of humor, which is important in these type of activities. Letters from manager, managing director, to vice president, the president, thanking an employee for an achievement. Personal phone calls from the managing director, vice president, or president, acknowledging an employee for a job well done. Parking spot for a top sales rep or other outstanding achievement or employee. A day off, a half day off, Friday off, an extended lunch. A magazine subscription or best-selling book. A monthly certificate with the name on the plaque for an employee of the month type of honor. A meal with a staff member, a vice president, or the president of the company. An email acknowledgement dispersed to multiple recipients, or an applause board on the email system where public postings could be made thanking other employees. A promotional gift or special memento to commemorate an achievement or successful project. An award pin, a team dinner or team outing. The use of an employee in a company personnel or training film, or in the use of a company advertisement or catalog. Sales rep of the month, the quarter, or of the year. Acting sales manager. Conference attendance. Tickets to events. Bottle of wine or champagne. A training or attendance award. A national accounts trip as an award-winning employee. A regional tour or a bed and breakfast weekend with one spouse. A trip with an account representative. Personal praise. Letters of recognition. Sales giveaways. Recognition lunch. Publication of recognition honorees. Leader of the month. A plum assignment. A choice of assignments. Increased territory for a sales rep. A transfer of a non-producing account. 1 month of shoe shines. A contribution to one's favorite charity. A bulletin board notice. Flowers, balloons, or a bouquet. 1 month membership in a health club. Dinner or night on the town with one's spouse. A training session at a new location of the employee's choice. An overseas training trip. Sports jacket or a suit. An upgrade of computer equipment. A sales meeting acknowledgement. Having the top performer take everyone to lunch. A group day off event. Massage, facial, or manicure. A round of golf. An individual home computer. A computer printer for home use. Dinner with the managing director. Hot air balloon ride. A limousine ride. Upgrading of a company car, a ship ride or harbor tour, company logo tattoo, a gift certificate or savings bond, a tape deck for one's car, one's own office, a better office location or arrangement, the ability to work at home or telecommute, champagne brunch, $50 cash, a case of beer, toys for one's kids, presentation of an honoree to visiting executives. Invitation of staff to one's home. Articles about staff and company newsletters. Exposure to top management through task force or committee work. Relief from personal chores such as car wash, oil changes, lawn mowing, etc. Recognition activities. Many effective forms of recognition are one-time events that commemorate a significant achievement or milestone. Such activities need to be planned in advance so as to be timely and pertinent to the situation and person being recognized. A recent survey by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources found that recognition activities contributed significantly to an employee's job satisfaction. Most recipients respond that they highly value day-to-day recognition from their supervisors, peers, and team members. Other findings from the survey included 68% of the respondents said feeling that their work was appreciated by others was important. 63% agreed that most people would like more recognition for their work, and only 8% thought that people should not look for praise for their work efforts. Nancy Branton, project manager for the survey, says, "Recognition programs are more important now than in the past. Employees increasingly believe that their job satisfaction depends on acknowledgement of work performance as well as on one's adequate salary. This is especially true of employees who are highly interested in their work and take satisfaction in their achievements." Hunter Simpson, the president of Physio Control Corporation in Redmond, Washington, makes it a point to spend 1 hour with every new employee, no matter what level that person's at. A VIP pass allows the individual free privileges for a certain period of time, either a month or a quarter, at Management 21 in Nashville, Tennessee, according to Cheryl Jaggers, training coordinator. An honoree might receive free lunches in the cafeteria, free membership to the company's fitness center, or free parking in the parking garage. Joan Colley, director of human resources at Advanta Corporation in Horsham, Pennsylvania, reports using the following forms of recognition. Surprising internal service departments such as payroll and switchboard receptionist with treats like donuts or candy. Treating female staff members to a lunchtime manicure during an especially hectic period. Buying decorations for an employee who is busy and had to plan a child's upcoming 5-year-old birthday party. Presenting a monogrammed canvas briefcase to commemorate a staff member's promotions to management. Surprising her staff with a picnic in the local park, complete with champagne and strawberry shortcake she had made in place of a regularly scheduled Friday staff meeting. And presenting a Lifesaver Award, a dozen packs of Lifesaver candies, and gift certificate to a local department store to recognize an employee's efforts in filling 2 jobs during a period of transition. The Tennant Company in Minneapolis, Minnesota has a positive feedback committee that each year sponsors a positive feedback day in which all employees are given that-a-way notepads, pens printed with the phrase positive strokes only, balloons and signs, etc. At holiday time, the committee sponsors an open house with cider and cookies and invites employees to drop by at scheduled breaks. Paul M. Cook, founder and CEO of Raychem Corporation in Menlo Park, California, says, "The most important factor is individual recognition. More important than salaries, bonuses, or promotions. Most people, whether they're engineers, business managers, or machine operators, want to be creative. They want to identify with the success of their profession and of their organization. They want to contribute to giving society more comfort, better health, more excitement. And their greatest reward is receiving acknowledgement that they did contribute to making something meaningful happen." Here are the 10 best ways to reward good work, according to Michael Leboeuf, author of The Greatest Management Principle in the World. Money, recognition, time off, a piece of the action, favorite work, advancement, freedom, personal growth, fun, and prizes. Here are even other creative ideas that you can put into practice. Rent a sports car for the individual to drive for a week. Some companies lease a sports car for a whole year and alternate who gets to use it from month to month based on achievements. Create a Good Tries booklet to recognize those whose innovations didn't achieve their full potential. Be sure to include what was learned during the project so that this information can benefit others in the future. Public recognition and social rewards. Most employees perceive the use of personal and social reinforcers as being highly desirable. As performance management consultant Janice Allen notes, surprisingly, many people say they wish their organizations would give fewer tangibles and use more social reinforcers. Most people are hungry for somebody simply to look at them in the eye and say, "I like the way you do that." Allen adds, if people receive social reinforcement on the 4-to-1 ratio, that is a minimum of 4 socials to 1 tangible reward, and receive reinforcers for behaviors, not only results, they will view the tangible as a symbolic representation of appreciation. Then tangibles become items which serve as reminders of the social reinforcement they have already received. A tangible reinforcer carries the most impact when it symbolizes the recognized behavior or result. In a recent survey, recognition at a company meeting was ranked by 76% of American workers as a positive, meaningful incentive and was deemed most important by workers aged 24 to 34 and 35 to 44. At Blanchard Training and Development in Escondido, California, employees exchanged public praisings at the end of every company meeting. Every 4 to 5 years, new store managers of JCPenney Corporation are affirmed in a ceremony of store managers held in over a dozen locations across the country. During the ceremony, a pledge is given to the founding principles of the company, and at the conclusion, each newly affirmed associate receives an HCSC pin, standing for Honor, Confidence, Service, and Cooperation. According to Robert Voiles, Vice President for Marketing Services for Carlson Marketing Group in Minneapolis, Minnesota, one way of ensuring that people are happier at work is to make sure they have friends at the company. That is one of the reasons for the company's referral program for new hires. Workers are offered a small reward when someone they referred is hired, then a larger one when the new person completes several months on the job. When someone recommends someone else they take pride in and feel responsible for that person's work, Voiles says. If the new person messes up, it's a reflection on the person that recommended him or her. As part of Chicago-based Hyatt Hotel Corporation's In Touch Day, all 375-plus headquarters employees, from mailroom to the executive suite, go to Hyatt properties around the country to provide guest services. Jim Evans, Vice President of Sales, spent several hours hailing taxis, loading luggage, and collecting tips at the front door of the Hyatt Regency Chicago. And Daryl Hartley Leonard, President of Hyatt, served lunch in the employee cafeteria, hailed cabs, checked in guests at the front desk and tended bar. Said Hartley Leonard, "We're all working toward the same goal, but we corporate people forget what it's like. After a day like this, we know what online workers really go through on a daily basis, and we're more appreciative of their efforts." According to Rosabeth Moss Cantor, author and management consultant, recognition, saying thank you in public and perhaps giving a tangible gift along with the words, has multiple functions beyond simple human courtesy. To the employee, recognition signifies that someone noticed and someone cares. What's the point of going all out to do something special if no one notices and doesn't seem to make a bit of difference? To the rest of the organization, recognition creates role models and heroes and communicates the standards that are strived by everyone. These are the kinds of things that constitute great performance around here. Following are some guidelines Cantor offers for successfully recognizing employees. Number 1, emphasize success rather than failure. You tend to miss the positives if you are busily searching for the negatives, and that's all you communicate to your employees. Number 2, deliver recognition and reward in an open and publicized way. If not made public, recognition loses much of its impact and defeats much of the purpose for which it is provided. Number 3, deliver recognition in a personal and honest, sincere fashion. Avoid providing recognition that is too slick or overproduced. Number 4, tailor your recognition and reward to the unique needs of the people involved. Having many recognition and reward options will enable management to acknowledge accomplishment in ways appropriate to the particulars of a given situation, selecting from a larger menu of possibilities. Number 5, timing is crucial. Recognize contribution throughout a project, not just at the end. Reward contribution close to the time an achievement is realized. Time delays weaken the impact of most rewards. Number 6, strive for a clear, unambiguous, and well-communicated connection between accomplishments and rewards. Be sure people understand why they receive awards and the criteria used to determine rewards. 7, recognize recognition. That is, recognize those people who recognize others for doing what is best for the company. Here are some specific ideas. Offer a deserving employee a change in job title. Give the person a better office, a larger and a better location with better furnishings, etc. Honor peers who have helped you by recognizing them at meetings. Mention outstanding work or idea brought to your attention by an employee during your staff meetings or at meetings with your peers and management. Introduce peers and management to individuals and groups that have been making significant contributions as a way of acknowledging their work. Recognize and thank people who recognize others. Make it clear that making everyone a hero is an important principle in your department and organization. Communication. Numerous motivation studies show that employees typically place a high value on getting information about their job, their performance, and how the company is doing. Whenever that communication is personal and timely to the individual, it's all the more valued. In a recent study, positive written communication was found to be very important in motivating employees. However, this technique was used by only 24% of managers. A survey done by Professional Secretaries International revealed that as many as 30% of professional secretaries would prefer a simple letter of appreciation from their managers, and that flowers or lunch were unnecessary. However, only 7% of respondents have ever received such a letter from their manager. Janice Allen, performance management consultant, advocates the idea of creating positive gossip, that is, spreading positive comments about others. Says Allen, "When someone says something good about another person, and I tell that person about it, she seems to get more reinforcement value from it than if she had received the compliment firsthand." At American General Life, a dozen employees are selected at random each month to meet the president to discuss matters of corporate concern. At Blanchard Training and Development in Escondido, California, copies of any praising letters received from customers and other employees are reprinted in the company publications. First Chicago also does this, plus they give each employee who receives such a letter 2 trip tickets, a winning spirit pin, and a certificate signed by the president. The bank recognizes 4 to 12 employees each month. At Collins and Ackman in Dalton, Georgia, the company recognizes and lists the achievements of employees' children in its newsletter. Roy E. Moody, president of Roy Moody & Associates, says, "The greatest motivational act one person can do for another is to listen." Richard Ross, president of Tri Companies, asks, "Do all workers understand the mission of the company, the philosophy of senior management? To really feel included in the corporate culture, workers should know why the company exists, its basic values, and the ways in which it cares for its customers." Here's a case study in corporate communication. In his first 2 months as general manager of the new copy products group of Eastman Kodak, Chuck Trowbridge met with nearly every key person inside his group, as well as with people elsewhere at Kodak who could be important to the copier business. He set up dozens of vehicles to emphasize the new direction, weekly meetings with his own 12 direct reports, monthly copy product forums in which different employees from each of his departments would meet with him as a group, quarterly meetings with all 100 of his supervisors to discuss recent improvements and new projects to achieve still better results, and quarterly state of the department meetings where his managers would meet with everybody in their own departments. Once a month, Bob Crandall, one of Trowbridge's direct reports and head of the engineering and manufacturing organization, and all those who reported to him, would also meet with 80 to 100 people from some area of his organization to discuss anything they felt was important. Trowbridge and his managers met with the top management of his biggest suppliers over lunch every Thursday. More recently, Trowbridge has created a format called business meetings, where his managers meet with 12 to 20 people on a specific topic, such as inventory or master scheduling. The goal is to get all of his 1,500 employees in at least one of these focused business meetings each year. Trowbridge and Crandall also enlisted written communication in their cause. A 4-to-8-page copy products journal was sent to employees once a month. A program called Dialogue Letters gave employees the opportunity to anonymously ask questions of Crandall and his top managers and be guaranteed a reply. But the most visible and powerful form of written communication were the charts. In a main hallway near the cafeteria, huge charts vividly reported the the quality, cost, and delivery results for each product measured against difficult targets. 100 smaller versions of these charts were scattered throughout the manufacturing area, reporting quality levels and costs for specific work groups. Results of this intensive alignment process appeared within 6 months and was evidenced more than a year later. These successes helped gain support for the new direction. In a 4-year period, quality on one of the main product lines increased nearly 100-fold. Defects per unit fell from 30 to 0.3. Over a 3-year period, cost on another product line went down nearly 24%. Deliveries on schedule increased from 82% to 95% in 2 years. Inventory levels dropped by over 50% in 4 years, even though volume of products was increasing. And productivity, measured in units per manufacturing employee, more than doubled in 3 years. Lowell Wren, chairman of LGR Consultants, located in McMurray, Pennsylvania, recommends several ways to reward employees by having them spend time with management. Have top managers visit the shop floor, talking informally with individual employees. Once a quarter, 10 to 12 employees can be selected to dine with corporate executives. Have an outstanding employee spend a day with the company's CEO. Home Depot, Inc., the home supply stores, holds quarterly Sunday morning meetings, affectionately dubbed Breakfast with Bernie and Arthur, the chairman and president of the company, respectively. All 23,000 employees are paid to come in and watch the 45-minute broadcast, which is sent via satellite TV hookup. Bernard Marcus and Arthur Blank recap the company's performance over the last quarter, discuss the chain's growth plans, and answer questions that store employees phone in. Employees really like seeing the way Bernie and Arthur get along, says Tony Brown, a regional manager based near Atlanta. They talk openly with each other, even when they disagree. But the best thing about these broadcasts is that the workers see that Bernie and Arthur aren't afraid to share company details. In most companies, there are sensitive topics that high officers want to sidestep, but not here. It makes people feel like they know exactly what's going on. At Hyatt Hotels Corporation, employees have the obligation as well as the right to communicate with managers, says Myrna Hellerman, Vice President of Human Resources. The company holds monthly Hyatt Talks, where the general manager sits down with a randomly selected group of hotel staffers to talk informally about operations and procedures. Employees bring up issues and problems that are important to them, and within a week, a member of the hotel's executive committee will look into the issue and respond in writing. We want people to think of the hotel as my hotel, a place where they want to work, and these talks encourage the family feeling we try to have here, Hellerman says. Here's some more specific ideas. Plan to meet for informal chats with each of your employees at least once a week. Find out what aspects of their jobs they are focused upon, how you can better assist them, and generally answering whatever questions they may have about the department, the company, etc. When you hear positive feedback about an individual, repeat it to that person as soon as possible. Seek the person out if necessary. If you can't meet in person, leave an email or voicemail message for an employee to thank him for a task that is well done. Use charts or posters to show how well an employer or group is performing. Write a letter of praise to employees to recognize their specific contributions and accomplishments. Send a copy to your boss or higher managers, as well as to the personnel department for their personnel file. Present state of the place reports periodically to your employees, acknowledging the work and contributions of individuals and groups. Ask your boss to send a letter of acknowledgement or thanks to individuals or groups making significant contributions. Have the CEO or a very senior manager write a similar letter of thanks. Make use of newspapers to praise employees in a public forum. Send information about an accomplishment to the appropriate trade publication, as well as the individual's hometown newspaper. Write and publish a personal ad or publicity article in the local newspaper or company publication praising the person for a job well done. take out a full-page advertisement in the local newspaper every year and thank every employee by name for his or her contributions. Time off. One reward frequently given in most companies is time off. Whether it's a free day or a six-month sabbatical, whether it's an extra few minutes on a break or an extended lunch period or a three-day weekend, this form of recognition is almost universally desired by employees. In a recent survey conducted by Hilton Hotels Corporation, as reported in Entrepreneur Magazine, 48% of over 1,000 workers said they would give up a day's pay for an extra day off each week. If the reward were 2 days off, an additional 17% say they would consent to a one-day wage reduction. The responses differed somewhat by gender. 54% of working women would take a pay cut for extra time, as opposed to 43% of men. There are three ways you can use time off as a reward, according to Michael Leboeuf, author of The Greatest Management Principle in the World. One, if the job permits it, simply give people a job, a deadline, and specify the quality you expect. If they finish before the deadline, the extra time is their reward. Number two, if the job is one where they have to be there all day, you can still use time off as a reward. Specify an amount of work you want done by a certain time. If the work is completed on time satisfactorily, reward them with an afternoon, day, or week off. Or you can set up a scoring system where people earn an hour off for maintaining a certain rate of output for a specific period of time. When they earn 4 hours, they can have a half day off, 8 hours a day off, and so on. Number three, you can award time off for improvements in quality, safety, teamwork, or any behavior you feel is important. Dr. Ann McKee Cooper says, smart companies realize that helping workers, especially around a stressful time, is a very important part of good leadership. Integrated Genetics in Massachusetts hosted a Ferris Bueller Day Off. All employees were gathered for what appeared to be a business meeting when it was announced that instead of a meeting, they were going to have an all-day celebration. Skits were put on by management, movies showed, including Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and refreshments were provided, including popcorn. Employees were encouraged to take a day off for no special reason in the upcoming year to have fun and enjoy life for doing such a great job. Levi Strauss and Company has a quiet room where an employee can take a break by him or herself to relax, pound on the walls, scream, meditate, or just to read. At Reader's Digest, employees work a 35-hour work week and get 16 paid holidays a year. During the month of May, the entire company shuts down every Friday. The Santa Clara, California-based Rome Corporation, the second largest maker of telephone exchanges in the U.S., offers the ultimate flex time plan, allowing workers to work whenever they want to, subject to the approval of their immediate supervisor or work group. McDonald's offers a 3-month sabbatical after 10 years service. Rome's sabbatical offers any employee 3 months off at full pay after each 6 months of service. Company-paid sabbaticals are also available at Tandem Computer, where employees get 6 additional weeks for each 4 years of service. Time Warner offers a sabbatical for after 15 years, which includes half salary for at least 3 months and up to 6 months. Here are some additional time-related ideas you can put into practice. Provide an extra break to a worthy employee. Give the person a 2-hour lunch and pay for their dessert. Grant 2-hour lunches for 1 week or 1 day per week for a month. Grant a day off. Give the person a 3-day weekend. Give spontaneous time off for specific accomplishments. Give the person a week off and arrange to have his or her work done. The following list of non-monetary rewards comes from K.H. Skip Wilson, Senior Training Specialist at Mississippi Power and Light Company. Weekend trips to resorts, time off, banquets, luncheons, tickets to local events, publicity, either inside the company or outside, certificates of recognition, a traveling award or trophy, plaques, special parking places, free parking, a shopping spree, books, tapes, videos, family photo session, trophies, redeemable attaboy or attagirl coupons, briefcases, boss of the day distinction, president's medallion, free meals, on-the-spot awards, cookouts, attendance at outside training seminars or conferences, a photo session with the company president. Popular company logo items include t-shirts, gym bags, coffee mugs, pen and pencil sets, jackets, stadium chairs, and ice chests. Cash and cash substitutes and gift certificates. Most people enjoy getting extra spending money, especially around the holidays. In a recent survey of American workers, 95% considered a cash bonus as a positive and meaningful incentive. The only problem is that often employees simply put extra cash towards paying bills and quickly forget about the reward and its meaning. Cash or cash substitutes, such as coupons or points that can be traded for products, do, however, give the employee flexibility in deciding how best to use the reward. Since it's their choice, the likelihood of satisfaction is increased. Gift certificates have the advantage of quick fulfillment, flexible dollar amounts and expiration dates, and no shipping costs. They can be redeemed for a broad range of merchandise, from gourmet food to lawnmowers, and they can be redeemed in a wide variety of places. Thomas J. Watson, senior founder of IBM, reportedly would write checks on the spot to employees who were doing an outstanding job. Lau Ren, chairman of LGR Consultants based in McMurray, Pennsylvania, offers several ideas for rewards that involve relatively small amounts of cash. For example, offer silver dollars or gold coins for good work, a safety record, or perfect attendance. Give $20 bills on a periodic basis to employees or groups of employees who excel. Place small cash awards with personal thank you notes inside an employee's calendar or desk drawer. Choose an outstanding employee to receive a small but permanent pay raise. Offer unexpected cash bonuses in alignment with performance. Sandy Edwards, human resource representative for Great Western Drilling Company in Midland, Texas, says they offer a $25 savings bond to the employee with the most challenging question to the president at the company communication meetings. They also host an employee appreciation banquet with a twist. Each employee received $200 in play money to use to purchase items in an auction. In addition to having many nice items available, at the end of the auction, management offers services that they will perform for the highest bidders, such as washing cars, babysitting, house sitting, baking a cake, baking a meal, doing an employee's job for 6 hours, and so forth. Employees also receive 2 gold pieces and a sit-down dinner at the banquet. At Celestial Seasonings in Colorado, every employee receives a $25 check on his or her birthday, a $50 check on Thanksgiving, and a $100 check on Christmas. Burger King rewards employees with cash when they recruit management-level employees. For fine entry-level workers, employees receive Burger Bucks, redeemable for gift certificates from local stores. There's many strengths and weaknesses of cash incentive awards. Strengths include they're highly desirable by employees, easy to administer and simple to handle, a medium understood and valued by everyone. They can also provide an extra boost to a long-term program. The downside, weaknesses of using cash as incentive awards is there's no trophy value. The money is spent and quickly forgotten about. They're not promotable as exotic. The award can't be enhanced. And it tends to be an expected reward. That is, as you give it several times in a row, it becomes to be viewed as an entitlement and an expectation it will be continued. During especially busy periods, Nucor Corporation in Charlotte, North Carolina, goes to 6-day work weeks, paying bonuses for the 6th day based on time and a half pay. Victor Kayam, president of Remington Products in Bridgeport, Connecticut, maintains a $25,000 discretionary fund to give instant cash recognition to workers who have been spotted by their supervisors doing an exceptional job. He calls these people to his office and hands out checks ranging from $200 to $500. When an employee refers business that results in a sale, for Gunnison Group International, a total quality consulting firm located in Landing, New Jersey, he or she receives a cash award of 1% to 5% of the gross sale, depending on the value of the new business to the company. Grumman Corporation, an aerospace company based in Bethpage, New York, makes extensive use of Sears gift certificates for its employees. With certificates, people can get whatever they want. They might not always find something they like in an incentive merchandise catalog, says Marilyn Lage, senior buyer in the procurement department. Grumman has awarded over 8,800 Sears gift certificates for $50 each in a recent year. The Taylor Corporation, a printing company located in North Mankato, Minnesota, uses catalog selections instead of year-end bonuses, allowing employees to choose items they want. At Communication Briefing's News Track in Blackwood, New Jersey, they use an employee recognition coupon system that helps encourage better appreciation for each other's contributions, more teamwork, and better morale, reports Gina Audio, the company's PR director. Each employee is given 20 coupons to distribute when he or she sees a coworker doing anything extraordinary. He or she fills out the card with the reason for the recognition and gives it to the coworker. Employees save the coupons, a maximum of 20 coupons per person per year, and redeem them for special awards as follows. One coupon can be used for a certificate for a free car wash. Five coupons, $25 gift certificate for dinner. 10 coupons, $50 gift certificate for Macy's. 15 coupons, one night stay for two in Atlantic City. 20 coupons, 1 year membership to Four Seasons Health Spa. Tom Cash, Senior Vice President of American Express Company, observes, human beings need to be recognized and rewarded for special efforts. You don't even have to give them much. What they want is tangible proof that you really care about the job they do. The reward is really just a symbol of that. Here's some more ideas for putting your money where your heart is. Offer a cash bonus with taxes prepaid. Send a $20, $50, or $100 bill to a spouse with a thank you note for his or her support while their significant other had to work additional hours. Give employees who recruit new workers a cash bonus. Buy the person a gift certificate. Pay for the tutoring of an employee's child. Pay an employee's mortgage for a month. Pay for a house cleaning service for an employee's home. Buy them a tank of gas or pay for the gas for a month. Merchandise a